The letter dated yesterday is addressed to Lynn Good. She's the CEO and president of Duke Energy. In the letter, McCrory says his administration has expressed its primary desire that coal ash ponds be moved away from waterways. Frank Holloman is senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center.
This is a good development, but we still are dealing with words and not action.
Holloman notes the letter was co-signed by John Scavarla, Secretary of the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, Diener. As an appointee of the governor, Scavarla has the authority to go seek a court order requiring Duke to clean up all of its 31 coal ash ponds. The state has not taken that step. At least 30,000 tons of potentially toxic coal ash spilled into the Dan River 24 days ago when a stormwater pipe ruptured. It's the third largest spill of its kind in U.S. history. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.